And welcome back to the Citrus Bowl Stadium, the halftime of the Nebraska game with the Georgia Bulldogs. And as always, we're delighted to be joined by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. And it's New Year's Day. Hope you had a happy New Year. Traditional time to kind of look back at the past year and maybe look ahead and make some resolutions for the future. As you look back on 2012, give me some of your highlights.
Well, Greg, 2012 was a really great year for the University of Nebraska. First, as you know, it was the 150th anniversary of the Morrill Act, which established the land-grant universities in the United States. So it was an opportunity nationally to re-examine what it means to be a public university, a land-grant university in the 21st century. And it was a time for us to reflect on that in Nebraska. And we had some significant celebrations around it and some kind of new thinking about what it means to position ourselves for the next 150 years. So to me, this means being true to the spirit of the original Land-Grant Act, which was intended to give all the citizens of the state access to higher education. But today, to think more broadly about the challenges that the world faces in leveraging the resources of a great university to help find solutions for the state of Nebraska and beyond.
You mentioned the word challenges. What are some of the challenges facing the University of Nebraska right now?
Well, three of the greatest challenges are ones that that we have great strength in, and we're organizing around addressing these. I'm very pleased about that. One of them is food security. How do we find ways to grow enough food to feed a population that's going to grow worldwide by 2 billion over the next 40 years? We're organized around that in a major way. Early childhood development, giving children the best possible start in life, in education, in health, in nutrition. And then finding new ways to prevent and treat cancer, which now affects one out of every two Nebraskans in their lifetime.
We've heard that there's a new director coming for the Buffett Institute. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, that's true. Sam Mizells, who was head of the Erickson Institute in Chicago, will join us this year. Sam is viewed as one of the leaders in the world in early childhood education and development. The Erickson Institute's a premier institution in this country for graduate programs in early childhood. So the Buffett Early Childhood Institute is getting a solid reputation now, and things like bringing Sam on are really raising the visibility. I'd say a word about the other institutes we mentioned. The Doherty Water for Food Institute is really a focal point for us in addressing issues of food security and how we manage in Nebraska, where it's enormously important, but also helping by partnering with people around the world, managing the supply of fresh water, a very limited supply, to grow enough food to feed the world. And finally, with regard to the cancer initiative, as part of our Building a Healthier Nebraska, this new project in Omaha is tremendous and will pay off great dividends for the state and provide an opportunity for Nebraskans statewide to receive the best health care they can in this area.
We are visiting with Nebraska President J.B. Milliken, halftime of the Capital One Bullhuskers and Bulldogs. We're kind of reminiscing about 2012 and looking ahead to 2013. Let's talk about some more of the other highlights that you had this past year.
Well, one that was front page news was our partnership with the U.S. Strategic Command. This is a major accomplishment in research, allowing the university to be the preferred partner for STRATCOM to do defense-related research that will help keep our country safer and protect our men and women in uniform. This is an exclusive partnership. There are only 14 of them in the nation, institutions like MIT and Johns Hopkins and the University of Texas at Austin. This is great company for the University of Nebraska, and it's a terrific mission for us as well. Also, recently, we broke ground at Innovation Campus in Lincoln, and at that point announced our first private sector collaborator, ConAgra Foods. It is terrific that we have one of the major food companies in the world when we are focusing on themes of food, fuel, and water for Innovation Campus. And it's great that it is a Nebraska company as well.
Well, here on New Year's Day, let's look ahead now to 2013. Give us kind of your wish list for the upcoming year.
Well, we've announced some very ambitious goals for growing enrollment at the University of Nebraska-Omaha and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. And to do that, we're going to need to increase the college-going rate of Nebraskans. And that's a goal that I share with the governor and other education leaders in the state. Second, we're going to need to attract more out-of-state international students. This is great for Nebraska, bringing talent. And believe me, these are talented young people who come from out-of-state to come to school at the University of Nebraska. This will help build a talent base in this state. It will expand the pie in the future. We need to do a better job with graduation rates and retention. There's just no other way around that, and that is going to be a significant goal for our board and our campuses. And finally, we need to grow our online program, Online Worldwide, which has just been a great success for us. You know, offer over 100 degree and certificate programs. Anyone who's listening that has some college credit, but not a degree, ought to look into this program at Online Worldwide. To be successful, we have to be able to continue to offer an affordable, high-quality education. At core, that is our essential mission. I'm confident that with the continued support of Governor Heineman and the legislature, we can do that. Our tuition's already well below the average of peer universities, and we're committed to keeping it affordable and expanding our programs like College Bound Nebraska, where we're fortunate to have spokespeople like Prince Amukamara and Jordan Larson leading the charge for us and helping to educate young Nebraskans about the availability of programs like that that will help them afford college.
Well, congratulations on a tremendous 2012. Best of luck in 2013. I've enjoyed our halftime chats and educating folks about the university, and I hope one of your resolutions is also to have another 10-win or more season next year for the Huskers.
Absolutely. That's on our list. Thanks, Greg.
J.B. Milliken, our guest here at Halftime. We got more Halftime coming up from Orlando from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.